you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives.
Hey world, it's Eugene Driscoll. Welcome to another episode of Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie Podcast. I don't know how to pronounce the word valley. I'll learn it one of these days. But today, my guest is Ansonia Corporation Counsel and Ansonia resident and former Ansonia alderman, Mr. John Marini. John, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hey, Eugene. Thanks a lot. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. And same goes for all the viewers, listeners out there.
Definitely. You know, one of the things I was thinking about the last week or so is, the one thing that's happening with this pandemic, there's a lot of unheralded heroes out there, you know, heroes you don't really ever hear about. And I think one of them, I mean, the two most hated people or professions on planet Earth are reporters and Marini's profession, attorneys, right? That's the old stereotype. Everybody hates the media and hates attorneys. But local lawyers, the municipal lawyers, corporation counsels all over the state, I assume are working overtime to help guide their communities through what's happening. And what I'm talking about specifically is that every couple of days or every day, there is a new executive order that comes out from state government, Ned Lamont specifically, our governor. And somebody's got to interpret that and explain to the common guy what that means. And that falls to somebody like you, Mr. Marini. So let's have a round of applause for corporation counsels.
Oh, well, yeah, Eugene, the real heroes are the ones on the front line, definitely. You know, we got a lot of municipal employees out there, ambulance crews and firefighters and policemen, you know, and women, and they're out there, right? They're out there in the field every single day, and they are the true heroes here by far. But you're right, there's a lot of questions. You know, there's a lot of questions when it comes to, quarantining, you know, how do you get paid? Or, you know, the orders, you're right. What do they mean for the residents? What do they mean for our business owners? How do they get interpreted? So you're definitely right about that. Municipal attorneys, city attorneys are working overtime. There's no shortage of conversations that they're having with mayors, and selectmen, and union representatives to make sure everything goes smoothly. And that's because we want to make sure those essential services, the most essential ones, are running smoothly. And that's, of course, taking care of the health and safety of the residents. Again, you know, those frontline workers that need to be supported. And, of course, all those other services that still have to go on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it be the tax offices, crunching the numbers, making sure our revenue is there to support all of it. Our educators that are still doing their work, albeit in a different way, right, from a distance and through the computer. But all those things have to work. And that back line is very important. And the state's been very supportive with a slew of executive orders that are basically helping us adapt to a very new climate. And it's amazing to see how quick the change has been happening.
Yeah, it's like daily. And the whole reason I bring any of this up, the whole reason I gave a round of applause, one man, to corporation councils, because the thing we're going to be talking about is this tax deferral program that's happening all over the state. I mean, it's up to the lawyers to take that and translate it for the mayors and board of aldermen and board of selectmen in the various towns. But just before I ask you about what's happening in Ansonia specifically, I thought, and I just wanted to mention, and I'm sure you won't mind, the school district sent out a press release a day or two ago explaining how they've mobilized this program and they've distributed more than 10,000 meals to people under the age of 18. And, you know, one thing that it starts every day at 6:30, and it's the food service workers who are getting up at the crack of dawn to, make sure kids get the nutrition they need every day. So that's another thing that I hadn't thought about that until I saw it in a press release from the Ansonia School District. So that's another area. And of course, you know, as the son of a police officer and the brother of a retired police officer, I'm clearly the black sheep of the family, but you know, the things that those men and women, first responders do, hats off to all of them. So, all right, John. So I wanted to talk about now, there was a board of aldermen meeting this week, and Ansonia adopted two programs, I guess, or ordinances, I'm not sure how to refer to them, that basically give people more time to pay their taxes. One of them does. So explain that. It's not like the taxes are not due, but you've got some more time.
So actually, you know, Ansonia kicked this off even before the executive order when we deferred WPCA fees for an extra 30 days, right? And so the idea there, of course, is that, you know, this is not a good time for households. It's not a good time for businesses. The revenue just isn't coming in. You know, as a city, you know, we have a set budget, right, based on the taxes, but the revenue is, you know, is there. That's not the case for individuals out there, especially not the case for those really living check to check, or businesses that depend on customers being inside their place of operation. They're hurt. So we figured a little extra time would help with the cash flow. Now the state came out with some great help for us. They came out with two programs that would make it possible to do things that otherwise we might not have the authority to do. And the governor said, look, he's going to make two programs available, and cities have to select either one or both of these programs to make things easier. And taking a look at these two programs, we figured, look, we need the maximum amount of tax relief possible here in this city. So we decided to go with both. And they are, number one, a deferment program, which gives taxpayers 90 extra days to pay taxes or fees from the city. However, it is based on eligibility. So this is a deferment program that's going to be application-based. And that application is going to be out next week. And we're following OPM's guidelines on that. And essentially, the threshold is going to be a loss of 20% of income if you're a household, if you're an individual, 20% of 20% loss of income in your household due to the COVID crisis. Or if you're a business, it's going to be 30% loss of revenue compared to last year during the same period. So that's an application-based program. It doesn't affect payments made, escrow payments made by banks.
So this is like, I have a mortgage on my house, and every month the city takes out from my bank. So I wouldn't qualify for something like this.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to those. This is
okay,
direct payments to the city that are being made. You know, it's not the bank paying, you know, making escrow payments. But again, it's an application basis. So you will need to attach supporting documentation to show that you have that loss of income or you have that loss of revenue, and that's due maybe to unemployment, right, related to the business closures out there. Maybe you've temporarily lost your job. The other program.
Wait, John, before you go on. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Before you go on to the other program, taxes that we're talking about with this first program were normally due July 1st.
Exactly. So property taxes, that's the big one. Mm-hmm. That's July 1st. Taxpayers, eligible taxpayers, would get an extra 90 days to pay.
Okay. And then you said there'll be some, I guess, paperwork of some kind coming. I mean, I'll probably publish this on Friday now. I'll publish it Monday. So there'll be paperwork coming. Where will that be made available so people can start to fill it out?
Yep, it'll be on the city's Facebook. It'll be on the city's website. The mayor will be pointing that out in his upcoming robocalls. It's obviously difficult to get that to physical locations, but we're going to use the internet as much as possible. And of course, with the help of media outlets like the Valley Sentinel, to make sure that everyone has access to this application and has the ability to apply.
And what type of supporting documentation, if someone hears this on Monday and says, I got to start going through my files, what type of stuff do they need, essentially?
You know, they're going to want to provide documentation, first of all, that their loss is due to COVID-related circumstances. So, for example, unemployment, a layoff slip, any documentation from their employer that they're not getting paid. And of course, just showing that that has resulted in a loss of income. So, you know, very directly, if you're talking about someone that has lost a job, that's showing that, hey, this lost salary is going to cause a loss over this period of time that's going to be equivalent to 20% of what you would otherwise have made. And for a business, of course, receipts, proving that last year you made a certain amount, and this year it's going to be 30% less. And we will certainly help residents and business owners walk through this application. So when it's out there, you know, we're going to be providing a helping hand. There's going to be a line with questions, whether it be by phone or by email. We want to make sure that if someone, you know, does meet the criteria, they get the relief. You know, we want to make it easy for them to apply. And if they need more documentation, we're going to reach back out, work with them to make sure that if it, you know, if this does apply to them, that they get that relief.
And I should mention, in addition to Ansonia adopting this first program, Town of Seymour also adopted this week, as did the City of Derby. So this applies in all three towns. So you've got an extra 90 days to pay your taxes. Now, moving on to the second program, John, this has to do with interest penalties.
Yep. So this is called the Low Interest Rate Program. So your interest, the rate you're paying on late taxes or fees is 18% per annum per year. So this program, first of all, does not require an application. It's across the board. You get essentially a 90-day period where that late interest drops to 3% per annum. And I guess that whittles down to about maybe a quarter percent interest if you're going down month to month. Mm-hmm. But essentially, during this 90-day period after the due date, you're taking advantage of a lower interest payment. And that will apply to payments that are late 90 days after the payment is late during this period of March 10th through July 1st. So, for example, it may apply to, say, WPCA payments. It will apply to property taxes. So if you don't pay your property taxes on time, yes, you will be charged late interest on there, but it will be at a lesser rate than otherwise.
And does that apply to escrow too, or does that not?
That will apply across the board.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Anything else you wanted to add about that?
But that's pretty straightforward. Again, it's just an accounting of all payments. You know, the rate is going to be different. I will say, you know, back to the deferment program, one thing I didn't mention that I think is interesting and very equitable. If a landlord takes advantage of the deferment program, they must pass that savings on to their tenants. And the application process will be even more specific about that, how the landlord needs to pass it to the tenant. But essentially, the tenants need to be able to get a break as well if the landlord ends up being eligible.
And is there any way, if you're a tenant, I mean, if I'm renting an apartment, any way I can find out whether my landlord is taking advantage of this? And how do I check up on that?
That's a very interesting question. And I think given that question, I'm going to look into how, you know, they may find out about that. But I do know the city will be looking for documentation. Mm-hmm. So if we're identifying a landlord, we're going to make sure to every extent possible that that's passed along. So I'm hoping it's not a situation where the tenants will have to be the one, you know, checking up on their landlord. I hope it's the city doing that. But I am going to explore that a little bit to make sure that that doesn't, you know, get kind of fall into a blind spot.
And then in terms of the city budget, does this have any impact if people wait, you know, the money that the revenue that the city was expecting July 1st doesn't arrive until, or a chunk of it doesn't arrive until 3 months later? Does that have any impact on city operations or services or anything like that?
So I'll tell you, you know, the escrow payments are a big part of that. We depend on the escrow payments. About 40% of what we take in. So given that provision, right, that proviso that the governor accounted for, our cash flow is pretty solid. You know, we consulted a lot with finance, talked a lot with Rich Bashara and the finance team about whether, you know, whether the city could offer this relief without an adverse impact. And we were very confident that we could, based almost solely on that escrow exception. But beyond that, there are options available to a city, for example, tax anticipation notes. So we're looking at that as well. And if there's any possibility of trouble, we could always also float some tax anticipation notes to get through. The inconvenience is vastly outweighed by the help that the programs will do for the residents.
Okay. John, is there anything else you wanted to add? I mean, I could ask you a million questions about a million things. I know there's a lot going on in Ansonia, but I thought we would just concentrate on this this one subject since it is so important for people.
No, I think the important thing is communication on this topic and a lot of other topics. The city held a virtual town hall last night on business issues. We're looking to schedule one in the near future on employment issues, right? Residents who are maybe without work right now, resources. We just want to keep the dialogue going on any number of issues. And I just want to stress, if you're a resident, if you're a business owner in the city of Ansonia, please reach out. You know, reach out to the mayor's office, reach out to one of the city officials. We want to keep a dialogue going. We want to make sure you're not confused, that you know where to turn for help. And of course, again, you know, speaking with the Valley Sentinel is always a great way to get that information out there.
All right, John.
So thank you.
No, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. And, you know, keep you and your family safe and have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. You and your family as well, Eugene.
Thanks. Take care, John.
Take care.
Okay, that was John Marini, the Corporation Counsel for the City of Ansonia, telling us about a tax relief program currently being offered in the City of Ansonia, and similar ones are underway all over the state. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to the Valley Indie Podcast, for reading the stories I've been throwing up on Facebook. The Great Give is coming up May 5th and 6th. I'm going to be doing a live stream of some sort. I'm actually heading up to a new office to try to set this all up on the technical end to see if I can even pull this off. So there'll be more information coming on The Great Give. And if you're not familiar, Great Give is a wonderful event. It benefits many nonprofits, especially important this year because so many nonprofits had to cancel their annual fundraisers. You know, April, May is the time of these annual dinners, and a lot of nonprofits in the Valley get a big chunk of their funding at this time of year, and they've had to cancel them all because of COVID-19 and social distancing. So you can help these nonprofits from your couch. Get out a credit card. Once The Great Give starts, it's online giving. You can actually do it right now. And I will respectfully and humbly ask that you support the Valley Indie so that this type of local reporting can continue in 2021 and hopefully beyond. The URL you need to know is donate.valleyindie.org. Okay, thank you so much. Stay safe.